The Bluegrass is famous for its horse racing, and last year, American Pharoah became a living legend when he won the elusive Triple Crown and then the Breeders' Cup to add the Grand Slam to his resume. Retired to stud at Ashford in Woodford County, he's still a celebrity with a busy breeding schedule and drawing hundreds, if not thousands, of visitors from all over the world every week. Following the success of auctioning off a breakfast with Zenyatta, the Central Kentucky YMCA recently raised funds again by awarding a lunch at the farm and a personal photo session with AP to the highest bidder. Samantha Letterman reports.
I just couldn't hardly stand it. I was almost in tears.
Sometimes dreams do come true. And for Texans Otley Sims and Deal Newbury, who've been best friends and racing buddies for years, American Pharoah has become something of a shared love affair. Neither gamble, they are simply passionate about the horses, watching them race or train, following their journey.
I don't bet on the horses, except, you know, like $2, so I have the ticket. But, so we just do, we travel real well together, and we go to a lot of the races and things together, so that's what we normally do.
It was Newbury who actually got on the computer and bought the winning ticket, as she's the more technically savvy of the two, but it was Sims who discovered the auction originally. Sims had a long tradition of watching the Kentucky Derby with her late mother-in-law, and they had always meant to come together. So after her mother-in-law's death, Sims embarked on her own personal Triple Crown, and coincidentally also American Pharoah's Triple Crown, with Newbury, and so began their journey with AP.
I decided, you know, he could do the Grand Slam, maybe, be the first one to ever do that. So I said, deal, we got to go to the Breeders' Cup. I mean, it was magical, absolutely magical. And then he went to stud, and I had told Deal, we're going to make one more trip to Lexington because I would like to see where he will spend the rest of his life. And I read Ray Pollock's report every morning. It's just something I do. And there was an article there about this, and I sent it to her. I texted it to her, and I said, chance of a lifetime. Let's go. So that's how.
Sim's son Randall, if possible, even more racing mad than his mother, flew in from California just for the day and wouldn't have dreamt of missing it.
But when I found out about it, I was like, okay, you know, we're going to Coolmore Farms. This is going to be awesome. And then my mom was like, yeah, and we're going to meet AP personally. And I was like, what? You're crazy. No way. And she's like, I'm serious. I was just like, oh, my God. I was over the moon. You know, that was amazing. So it's an amazing thing, too, because they're helping the Y. I mean, David, the guy who put this on, is just incredible what he's doing here. You know, they're helping kids and at the same time sharing the passion for this amazing sport, you know, from people all over the country. So it's pretty neat.
David Elson is the district executive director for the Central Kentucky YMCA and explained that fundraisers like these, while at once a wonderful day out for this family, are also crucial to their mission statement.
It's important to note that the YMCA does not turn anybody away. So if somebody comes to the YMCA for a campership, for a basketball lesson, for a membership, for anything that we do, we're going to get them involved. And regardless of their ability to pay, we're going to get them involved. So we raise dollars throughout the year. We raise dollars, we put it in a secure account, and then we draw down on those dollars as the folks who come through our doors need help. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal. We'll scholarship over $1 million worth of scholarships. And again, that can be anything from a campership to a membership to a guitar lesson to an art class, anything that people need. We're going to get them involved.
Living close to Del Mar and Santa Anita racetracks, Randall Sims goes out to watch the horses work early in the mornings and remembers the first time he ever saw American Pharoah.
He absolutely stands out, one of the most amazing horses ever. Not only the obvious feat of the races he won, but also just the way he is with people. With you know, he's not a picky horse. He does whatever you can ask the groom. He does whatever the grooms ask. Just an amazing old soul. He's a true champion in every which way in life. My mom and I went to the morning workouts at Del Mar. I believe it was the beginning. It was definitely the end of July or the beginning of August last year. And my friend Georgie Alvarez, who is his exercise rider, came prancing by, and it was so bizarre because we were the only ones there, because in the morning workouts not too many people come, and it was just amazing. The aura he gives off, true champion among champions.
Michael Norris, who has looked after him for the last 2 or 3 months, agrees that AP is unique.
I've never seen a stallion that quiet, especially a stallion of that caliber and that popularity. He's so, so popular. And like every single day there's at least one show, two shows, and he's a gentleman and stands for every single one of them. Hundreds of pictures. Thousands at this stage, I'd say, and he just doesn't mind. Doesn't mind at all. Some stallions, like even little things, they don't like a chain over their nose, some don't like it through their mouth, some don't like it under their head. But like, he's fine. He can do anything with him. Absolutely anything. He just plods along and just loves life. You put him out in the field and it's like he was on the track again. He goes, jumps and bucks and spins around and rolls and comes in and just relaxes then.
Although neither Sims nor her son nor Newbury bet on the races, they seem to have a good eye, and it's hard to resist asking for a tip.
I'm not a bettor. You would probably want to ask a bettor because horse racing involves like how they're doing that day, involves the conditions of the track, involves so many factors. I'm more of kind of, I guess I approach it from a football standpoint, like a football fan. I like the teams. You know, I'm from the West Coast, so I really like the West Coast teams. Bob Baffert, he's obviously a very famous trainer, American Pharoahs trainer. He has about 50 or more horses stabled at Del Mar. Doug O'Neill, who's a Nyquist trainer, he has a gangload of horses stabled at Del Mar. So I really follow those horses. But, you know, there's a lot of good ones coming up. One I would say to watch out for is Aramark coming from Baffert Stables. He's just a little guy. Hasn't run much, but he's going to be good. He's going to be good.
By all accounts, the lunch, photo shoot and tour of the farm was a huge success. Sims can't wait to return.
I would like to come out here. It's my dream, unquestionably, on my bucket list in the next 4 years to come to Keeneland for April or October to experience a race there, as well as, of course, to go to Churchill Downs to see the Kentucky Derby. My mom and Deal did it perfectly. They saw American Pharoah win at Churchill Downs, at the Preakness, and at the Belmont, and win the Grand Slam at Keeneland. So they were there for every race, and, you know, they didn't know it was going to happen, but they went to the first, he won. They went to the second, he won. They went to the third, he won. They went to the fourth, he won. So I'd like to believe that. I would like to believe that, but I don't know if AP needs a lucky charm. He's a badass.
A substantial sum was raised for the YMCA, and American Pharoah once again won the day.
I stood right there at the end, and I had a private word with Farrell.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, you know, you've given me a lot of joy, old man.
Yeah.
That's cool. This was the best.
For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.